Hi guys, how's it going? Hope you had a successful and fun weekend, however successful and fun means to you and what you were planning to do for your weekend. I hope you did it. I actually was delighted to be at a Christmas party yesterday. And I got to speak with a lot of my entrepreneurial friends and talk with them. And of course, they come to talk to me about Instagram and social media and the latest and the greatest and how to work Instagram and whatnot. And someone came to me and let me know that they're running an app that he wasn't sure, but he thinks it helps him follow and then unfollow. And I've actually brought this up before, and I'm going to go over the follow unfollow method and why it is disastrous. And it's completely a lot of, I have no idea why anyone sees anything positive with the follow and follow method. I absolutely don't see it. Because ultimately, no matter what adventure you choose with follow and follow, it's going to lead you to wasted time. Plain and simple. The app also did another thing, and I know there's a lot of apps out there that help you like content or favorite content, and you go it goes through and it helps you like masses amounts of content and whatnot, which is good. It is a time saver. There is nothing horrible with that, but I'll go into a little bit more of why that could be a waste of time or how you could work around it so it's not a waste of time. First, let's attack the follow unfollow. You follow, first the method, how it works. You follow tons of people, thousands of them, and then maybe 4 to 6 out of 10 of those people will follow you back. Very small percentages these days actually follow back a follow. I don't follow everyone that follows me because some accounts are junk accounts, some accounts are duplicate accounts, some accounts are bots, some accounts are doing the follow unfollow, and there's actually a criteria that I follow with who I follow back, and I can go over that in another session. However, with the follow unfollow, they just like thousands upon thousands of people, and then probably a week or two later, depending on what time gap you want to put in there, you go back and you unfollow a majority, if not all, of the people that you just followed. And it's looked upon as a fast way to grow your follows. Well, sure, there is a fast way, but as soon as I found out that was happening, I went back, found who did that to me, and unfollowed them. Sure enough, they unfollowed me. You can tell because it doesn't say follow back. And so that means they're not following you. So one, it's like, it's kind of a false hope and pretense. You know, it's like, where's the trustworthiness in that? You're basically going to a bunch of people and following them and knowing that these follows will amount to some kind of success for that person. And you go back and you covertly take back your follows. I feel it's very poor practice in the grand scheme of things as an artist, as an entrepreneur, as anything. It just shows that you're looking for, I totally get the popularity aspect of it, and I have like just under 2,500 followers, and I'm trying to gain a lot more, but I'm still offering my services as a photographer and a social media consultant with such a low count, because I actually ultimately believe that the slow growth is what's going to win the race. Because when you do the follow unfollow, you're not gonna get people that are actually interested in whatever it is you're servicing. So they're not going to, one, engage with you genuinely. Two, you're gonna get an influx of ingenuine engagement, and it's really not gonna do anything for you. You're not going to get genuine comments. You're not going to get genuine likes. And if you're trying to monetize your Instagram in some way or fashion, like, these are going to be major red flags. You have a high count, and you have high likes, but no comments. That just shows you're in for a fast buck and a fast rise. If you gained high amounts of follows and high amounts of likes based on buying your likes, buying your follow on follow method, or buying followers, and a sponsor comes to you. Oh, well, okay, check. That person has a high count of followers. That person has some good engagement with likes. Well, oh, no one's engaging. So no one is actually factually looking at your content. It's a fast scroll or it's a fast like, and it's just done to get that stats and to get the numbers, but you don't have that safety net of the genuine follower. And that's what I actually strive for, is the genuine follower, because that genuine follower is going to comment at least once or twice throughout the month of your posting, if not more, depending on the amount that person enjoys the content that you're putting out. The genuine follower also will tag others when prompted. And that's really important, because it's a very slight but honest word of mouth. Your follow-unfollow method won't get you that. Your follow-unfollow method is just a camouflage hole. It will not produce the overall goal that you're trying to get with your massive amounts of followers. Only genuine engagement and genuine growth of an account will get you to your end game. And it's just, I just found out, I let this person know, you can hear my frustration. I let this person know why it was a failed idea. And he's like, well, really, you know, blah, blah, this and blah, blah, that, you know, he's an insurance agent. So, you know, I got it. And I asked him, well, what's your purpose of your Instagram? What is the purpose of having Instagram, having Facebook? Well, I get more off of Facebook anyways, blah, blah, blah. You know, it doesn't matter. Instagram feeds Facebook. Facebook feeds Instagram. They both feed your website. If people are going to your website, you can retarget them. It's just a matter of time. But people want fast growth. I want people to see that people like me. And if you're going to strive for that, you're wasting your time. You're wasting all efforts. You're building a very large camouflage chasm between you and your ideal scene. And you don't even see it, because you just get that gratifying feeling of seeing your count go up because of follow on follow. And it's completely unwise. And if anyone gives you that social media advice of follow on follow, they are not out for your greater good. They're not trying to help you gain any kind of goal. And they just see that you want followers, and this is a method to help you get followers. That may be, but it's actually a waste of your time, a waste of your efforts, because you're actually just growing a number and a statistic, and you're not going to be going towards your overall goal, and you're losing your goal and purpose of monetizing your Instagram or your Facebook or whatever it is. So anyways, Toil Elephant Photography, you can check out my Instagram, watch it grow. I'm trying to get it to 3,000 by the New Year's Day. I'm at like 24, just almost 2,500, just under 2,500. So go ahead and trail along, watch me do it. And I'm going to do it genuinely. No follow on follow, no gimmicks. And also I'd invite you to take a look at the growth in my comments, seeing my comments that I actually get genuine comments. Sure, it's not much now, or it's not much on all images, but I do get comments, genuine likes and whatnot. And so the proof is in the pudding. I hope that helped. If you were considering the follow-on-follow or trying to figure out why the follow-on-follow was going to work or not work, if you have any questions, like I said, contact me on Instagram, Toy Elephant Photography. I'll be willing to answer any questions. If we want to talk about consulting or managing, hit me up. All right. Hope everyone's going to have a good night. Alrighty. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.